The sign says I'm a carver, and I guess sometime I am. Have you heard the story of how it all began? I lived in Rankin Inlet back in 1971. I was trading fur and soapstone carvings for groceries, gas, and guns. There were carvings out of walrus tusk, and some made out of bone. And of course that Rankin favorite, grayish, blackish, greenish stone. There were carvings that would make me think, and those that made me smile. But the best part of the carving art was the man behind the files. From them I learned to see the spirit living in the stone. And I see it now in wood, while sitting quietly alone. As a carving man, I understand, just get out of the way and let that spirit show me what I'm gonna carve today. In the years that I was there, of little men and women and wolves and polar bear, of ptarmigan and walrus, smiling seals and all the rest. I really liked those carvings, but I liked the carvers best. There was Carlick, Tick-Tack, Cavick, and Anuak, Arnarjuluk, and Oojuk, Arluk, Angatiduak, Artillerjuk, Irkuti, Okalik, and Ayakuk, Kabluituk, Daltungi, Napayuk, Okotuk, and Nauyuk, Tikiyak, Kalusirk, and Samushak. And don't forget that guitar man, Charlie Panagoniak. Now many carvings later, I've got students of my own. And I pass along the wisdom of the man who carved in stone. To them I'm filled with gratitude for teaching me to see the spirit living in the stone and how to set it free. To them I'm filled with gratitude for teaching me to sing. The spirit living in the stone and how to set it free.